For the third time since 1909, the House of Representatives took roll, referred bills to committees, and made generous remarks about the natural state at the old State House in Little Rock, though the state's motto has changed four times since 1909. Most of the day's actions consisted of formally preparing bills and rules for floor votes later this week. House Speaker Davy Carter.
The question before the House is a motion to suspend for the duration of the special session House Rule 41 as it relates to the two-day calendaring of bills. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed nay. The ayes have it. The rule is suspended.
The first day of the session was brief, under an hour long, but most legislators appeared to enjoy their time sitting at old wooden desks inside what is the oldest standing state capitol building west of the Mississippi River. Speaker Carter pointed out affection for the old state house is something relatively new.
When the legislature did move to our current state capitol, the governor was quoted as saying, "The appearance of the Senate chamber was that of an old coal bin."
Historical reverence aside, legislators did act to push legislation on lottery restrictions, public school employee health insurance, and prison beds forward through committee actions. Floor votes are expected to take place this week. The items were largely agreed to ahead of time, a condition Governor Mike Beebe placed on calling a special session. But while the Joint Budget Committee easily passed a $6 million bill for 600 additional prison beds, Sherwood Democrat Jim Nichols tried to add one last provision. Nichols sought to address over $8 million the state has failed to pay employees of the prison system.
This is money that is actually owed to the prison workers.
So there are people that did not get a paycheck that worked?
They did not get a full paycheck that worked holidays, yes.
That was Republican Senator Bart Hester of Cave Springs in northwest Arkansas questioning Nichols. Hester, along with the majority of the committee, voted against taking $5 million from the state's $96 million surplus to pay for what is owed of prison employees. Nichols attributes the failure to a legislature eager to hold on to general improvement fund dollars, of which a percentage is dispersed to each member's district.
They would rather protect that than pay the workers what they're owed.
Committees also advanced measures changing health insurance for public school employees, such as eliminating coverage for part-timers, limiting spousal coverage, and redirecting tax savings from school districts to the insurance program. The biggest change yesterday was to legislation affecting what lottery games can be offered. Senator Jimmy Hickey says the change from a permanent ban on video monitor games to a temporary prohibition was needed to secure passage out of committee.
There is strong support for a permanent ban in both the Senate, in the committee, and on the floor. There is also strong support on the House floor. It's just within the House Rules Committee, we have not been able to get a full commitment of how people would vote.
The last-minute change would ban the monitor-based lottery drawings until the legislature meets in a regular session in March of 2015. The Lottery Commission had planned to roll out the new style of games this fall. The legislature meets for day two of the special session today and will likely pick up the bills passed out of committee to begin consideration on the floor. I'm Jacob Kaufman, KUAR News.